Now, let me move on to the next. We have a third great statement concerning him. For by him were all things created that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible. And whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers, all things were created by him and for him. Now, will you notice this? Because this is a tremendous verse also. We are told here that all things were created by him. Well, if that's true, then the verse up there, when it says he's the firstborn of all creation, doesn't mean he was created. He's the one who did the creating. By him were all things created. And that clears up any question about Christ being a creator or a creature in verse 15. Now, we're told here, though, that there are two kinds of creation, visible and invisible. And this is something we'll have occasion later on to develop. But you'll notice that he mentions with the visible something that's quite interesting here. He says, whether there be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. Now, these are gradations of the angelic hosts. I am not able to go into detail, but we are told that there are seraphim, there are cherubim, there are archangels, and then they're just common everyday vegetable variety of angels. And you have here the gradations of these spiritual powers, these spiritual intelligences, and we dealt with that, you'll remember, in Ephesians when we mentioned the fact that our enemy is a spiritual enemy today, and he has this spiritual host that went with him, Satan, and these that went with him, they're divided the same way, so that we have these different gradations, and that is what we have in mind here, and I think that's something that I need to note, but I can't go into detail concerning that here. I will have occasion to come back to this when we get to the book of Daniel, and I'll go into a great deal of detail at that time. Now, the fourth thing, all things were created by him. Now, that's a great statement, is it not? All things were created by him and for him. Now, this is something that is quite wonderful. They were not only created by him, but they were created for him. Now, if you want to go out tonight and look up at the heavens, and if you can see them, you'll see a lot of stars. And you remember many years ago, wise men looked into the heavens, they saw a particular star. Well, you go out and look into the heavens, you won't see that particular star, but you'll see stars. And you'll see one maybe over in a certain position. Have you ever wondered why it's in that position? Why it is in that part of the heavens? It's in that part of the heavens because that's where Jesus wanted it. Not only did he create all things, but they're created for him. And one of the most wonderful things in this connection is that we're told that we're heirs of God and joint heirs with the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, we've got a big hunk of real estate coming to us someday. Maybe a whole star that he's going to turn over to us. I don't know. I've often wondered. I think we're going to be very busy in eternity, and we're not going to be earthlings then. We'll be given a new body free of gravitation. We'll be living in a city called New Jerusalem. We'll be able to travel through God's vast universe, and I don't know what he's going to turn over to it. He made it all, and he created it out of nothing, and he's going to run it to suit himself. This is his universe. And if you want to know why a certain tree has a certain kind of leaf on it, that's the way he wanted it. It was made by him, and it's made for him. And we're going to be a part of that someday. We're going to enter into that. What an inheritance. I've never dwelt upon that very much because I've always felt like it's rather speculative and I still think that it is. But I've often wondered what you and I are going to get someday. It's going to be wonderful when we get it. You know, down here, you and I live in a tent. These bodies of ours, Paul calls it that. Paul says this earthly house of this tabernacle, this tent, be dissolved. That is, it'll just go right back to the ground if you put the body in the ground at death. And we've moved out, absent from the body, present with the Lord. We're at home with the Lord when we're absent from the body down here. And these old bodies that we've got, we walk around in them. And friends, today you may live in a home right now that costs $250,000. But I got news for you. You are really living in a flabby, old, frail tent. All of us are, these bodies of ours. But one of these days, I'm going to get a glorified body. And then I'm going to get an inheritance. And you can have your $250,000 house, my friend. You won't be in it long anyway. But I've got something coming up in eternity. And if you're God's child, you've got something coming up in eternity. I'm rather looking forward to it. Now, that's all things were created by Him and for Him. And I love it as it's put that way.